Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This morning, we are thrilled to welcome Bart Sutter. He is the author of Nordic Accordion, Poems in a Scandinavian Mood, and he joins us this morning on the phone. Bart, it's been forever since we've had you on Minnesota Reads. What a treat. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
Yeah. So
yeah, I'm older.
Bart, we're all older. Thanks for pointing that out. What a joy. I've got a soft spot for poetry. I think poetry can be such a disciplined art form in the sense that you've got to pick the exact right words. In theory, you do it with a little bit more brevity, obviously, than prose. Every word needs to pull its weight. And if you do it right, poetry can tap into emotion in a way that I don't think any other art form can. Why poetry this time?
Oh, well, I see myself primarily as a poet. And, you know, this particular subject really seems closely associated with that in my mind, too, because I was raised in my first 6 years up in northwestern Minnesota, where it was really heavily Norwegian and Swedish, and I still heard those languages on the streets and around farm tables, and all four of my grandparents spoke Swedish, so it was music in my head.
Right.
That has stayed there, and, you know, one of the main aspects of poetry is sound. I sometimes say that poetry is language that would like to be music, and it's the poet's job to get it halfway there anyway. So that seemed like a natural for, you know, poetry seemed like a natural for this kind of topic.
Especially when it's just a few words of a language that are sprinkled in. I wonder if we're becoming the last generations of people that have those phrases, expressions handed down. My grandparents spoke Swedish and Norwegian at home. My dad just had, you know, phrases, picked up a few phrases and a few little things here and there. And of course, when we're gone, those little things will be gone from the family lore. Why don't you start out with a poem, Bart? There were so many that I thought were absolutely wonderful. You picked out a few that you wanted to read. Just go ahead and hit us with a poem.
Sure. Why don't I read The Immigrants, which is the first poem in the book. And this is based on a story by Tom McGrath, the late, great North Dakota, Minnesota poet, who used to tell this story. I heard him tell it twice, and it's been so helpful to me in thinking about immigrant culture that I was sure that he must have written it out as a poem, but I searched for work, didn't find it, so I said, I'm the boy for the job. I'm going to cast this in blank verse and see how it goes.
Bart, can you help me? Where do I know the name Tom McGrath? I went to school in Fargo-Moorhead. Does that help?
Yeah, he taught at Moorhead State. Yeah,
that explains it.
Yep.
Okay. Tom McGrath, that name was just on the tip of my tongue, and I couldn't make a connection there. All right, thank you. I feel so much better now.
Yeah, well, he was in some ways a kind of one of the pioneers of Midwestern literature, I would say, and has left a lasting impact, at least with writers interested in literature from this region. But here is The Immigrants. Have you heard the parable that Tom McGrath, who felt at home beneath Dakota skies, worked up to tell us why we're still so lost? Norwegians, in their canvas-covered wagon, creak across the endless prairie grass, when suddenly Lakota Braves appear like distant birds along the skyline far behind them. Worried, Pa whips up the horses, but the birds are ponies closing fast. The wagon's way too slow, and so the family dumps the pedal organ off the back. There goes the sacred music from the last 300 years. Still too much weight, but who needs Shakespeare in translation here? The Edda also goes, And Ibsen's too newfangled anyhow. They're rolling now, the sweaty horses flecked with foam, but still the braves are closing. So the Norskys chuck the chest with all the porcelain. Kersmash! No more fancy dinners now. They fling the Bible, too, all those thees and thous. The wagon shakes, about to fly apart. The Indians are fading, but the quickest still persist and mock and see their faces streaked with paint. The children help her push poor grandma out the back, and there she goes, cartwheeling through the sky. Farvel, more, more. They crest the hill and shudder, jounce along, the wagon empty, having ditched the braves, and rattle on another day, arriving, finally, at their claim of new world dirt and grass. No history to burden them, and nothing in their hands. That's the myth McGrath made up to say why, even though we're fat from stolen land, we know somehow we're missing something, something thrown away. And everything we've worked so hard to win feels thin as dust the next ferocious wind will blow away.
Poetry can be an intensely personal experience when you read poetry. And yet I'm struck by how many of your poems seem made to be read aloud, and almost like cowboy poetry, they seem made to be read aloud by a Scandinavian.
Oh, well, yeah, I would like, sometimes they use an accent, too, you know.
Well, I think sometimes we hear those voices. When the king of Norway was in Duluth a number of years back, all I kept thinking is he talks like my grandpa. He sounds just like my grandpa. And so I think we remember some of these voices
many times. Yeah, right. And people from elsewhere in the country will certainly say that we're distinctive. I know the actors that come here to act plays, you know, films that are shot.
They rarely get it right. They rarely get it right, but share another one. Share another one, Bart, would you?
All right. Here's a piece. The title is Funeral Rites, and it seems like, you know, if you're talking about things Scandinavian, you should not end the discussion without reference to death, since we're known for our gloom, too. But this is fairly lighthearted. Matter at a funeral. It might have been a dance had they been younger. They did not. Despite the circumstance, he couldn't help but notice her and thought he'd take a chance. At the post-interment basement lunch, he gave her his best glance. Her face was wrinkled, sure enough, but also soft and smooth. She had a low and gentle voice, like mothers use to soothe. He told the story on their friend. She laughed, and he rejoiced. This woman might be past her prime, but definitely choice. Turned out she was Norwegian. Just like his, her eyes were blue. And what a wild coincidence. She liked coffee, too. He felt his Elsa wouldn't mind. Her passing had been long ago. Now this pretty woman was affecting him like song. She had nice manners, liked to laugh, but kept it dignified and decent, as a person should, their good friend having died. They walked out to the parking lot. He asked if he might call someday to take her out for pie. She wasn't shy at all. So that was the beginning there. He'd found his second wife. He met her at a funeral that brought him back to life.
Okay, so now I'm all misty-eyed. It's lighthearted, and yet the closing lines, just beautiful. Bart, give us one more. We've got time for one more.
Okay, this is a little poem that closes the book, and I would say kind of captures the motive for doing this kind of writing and searching out the ethnic history and my family history and all of that, and persisting with this particular theme that I've worked with all my life. Words for music here, I suppose, or listening to music, description of that, the effect. An evening of Swedish folk songs. There are bony brown cows in this music, mugs of hot milk spiced with pepper. The last few asters of autumn are here, the first flickering flakes of snow. Moonlight is trapped in these tunes, the cries of white-haired women, and the wind sneaks in beneath the door. Here is the bread knife my sister stuck in the landlord's guts, a Bible, a candle, and a birch bark bowl. In the low slung hut made of sod and sticks where I lived 600 years ago.
Barton Sutter's new collection of poetry is called Nordic Accordion, Poems in a Scandinavian Mood. Bart, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What a treat.
Thank you, or taksamika.
Barton Sutter, our guest this morning on Minnesota Reads. His new book, again, Nordic Accordion, Poems in a Scandinavian Mood. Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning is produced with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.